弟兄和姐妹大家好，我很高兴今天能和你们一起敬拜，我也很荣幸可以和你们分享上帝的信息。如果你不认识我，我的名字就是 Luke Wu。 我本来从韩国来的，但很多人认为我是中国人，可能是因为我的姓是吴。其实我的韩国的名字就是 Wu Hee Won。所以我先去台湾的时候，入境就给我的名字吴希望。当时我不懂韩语，但是我的朋友韩语不让我用吴希望，所以我的中文的名字是吴路加，从路加的福音。我要感谢长恒江牧师邀请我今天来讲道，因为我想和你们一起看上帝的话语，和跟你们分享为什么我觉得神呼召我去中国。内城圣经归正教会也是有你们有一样的呼唤，成为传道的教会，不仅在这里，在非城地区，还有世界各地。在你们网站上，我非常高兴看到这个教会的核心价值就是：第一，扎根真理；第二，建造教会；第三，成串双徒；还有一个，你们知道那是什么？最后的目的就是宣教中华。我们领受上帝给我们的一项是向万国、万族、中等华人传福音，更是向中国大陆的13亿同胞传福音。所以我相信，在我心里的愿望，跟你们的愿望都是一样。我们想让许多人相信和认识耶稣。在过去的这些年，上帝终于让我实现了去海外宣教的愿望。今天在主日学时，我打算给你们分享我的传教的工作，而且在那个时候将给你们介绍我的太太和我的儿子。我很抱歉我的汉语不够，所以我不会用中文讲到。我还是一直在学习，希望有一天我也能用中文讲到。今天我非常感谢 Daniel 长老帮我翻译，我听说他非常有天赋。谢谢。在我们开始之前，让我们一起祷告。 Let us pray together。Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you for your word.
天上的父神，我们感谢你，
赞美。
For it is sweeter than honey and more precious than gold.
因为你的话比蜜还甜，比金子还贵。
So help us to never stand above your word, and may we never evaluate your truth and the goodness of your word on the basis of our own thoughts.
所以帮助我们永远不要凌驾于祂的话语之上，愿我们永远不要根据我们的想法来评估祂话语的真实性和良善。
But may your spirit soften our hearts to receive your word joyfully so that our lives may bear your fruit.
愿你的灵软化我们的心，
叫我们欢喜地接受他们，
使他们的生命结出你话语的果实。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20 together, and let's read it together in Chinese. 约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说了这句：神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在那里撒网，他们跟随他，就对他们说：“来跟从我，我 要教你们的每一个人他们就有一个时候更强调他就是为什么情绪有件事情的儿子有个兄弟在船上打我耶稣实际招呼他他们昨晚一起起来五个人也在船上耶稣也是耶稣the famous poet Henry David Thoreau, he once wrote a letter to a friend, and he says this, "It is not enough to be industrious, the ants are. What are you industrious about is important."
著名的诗人亨利啊，索罗曾在《盖洛普的信写》这样说，勤奋是不够，蚂蚁有勤奋。
And he is referring to the dangers of mindless striving without purpose. And purpose, I mean not just trying to have a result, but purpose in knowing for whom you are doing your work. I remember when I worked in the corporate world, at every desk, my coworkers would put pictures of their loved ones, their kids, and their spouses.
以前我在工作的时候，每个人一个小秋天，这个秋天里面，每一个同事会放上一张这个亲人的照片，可能是他们的孩子，可能是他们的配偶。
And it helped them get through the day, especially when it was very difficult, especially when they were just doing work without thoughts.
这些照片是能够帮助他们度过他们的每一日，特别是当有些时候你在工作的时候完全感觉到感觉到磨得在心。
And workers do this to prevent them from doing something just because for the sake of it, or doing something because that's what you always done.
所以当我们会换一些照片这样子的时候，就会提醒我们去避免，就是说，不是为了这个事情而做事情，或者是说，因为我一直在做这个事情，所以我还是在做这个事情。
But if you can make your work personal, meaning you have someone in mind, you have a face, then work, and actually all of your life becomes very meaningful, very purposeful.
所以当你这个做工作的时候，因为有一张照片，所以呢，就是可以使你的工作就变得个性化。也就是说，你的心里面有这么一个人，有这么一张脸，使得你做的工作，甚至于你整个的人生，就会变得非常的意义，非常的有意义。
And this danger of having no purpose is even more dangerous if you've been doing something for a very long time.
所以，当我们做一件事情做了很长时间的时候，或者说我们对做我们事情非常细的时候。我们只是做事情的没有用心的那种危险就很大，就是我们完全不见得在做这件事情。
And maybe some people here have been Christians for a long time or been around Christianity for a long time.
我们居住的很多人可能已经成为基督徒很多年，或者说至少是接触基督教很长一段时间。
It's very easy for us to be very industrious in Christianity without it being personal.
所以我们很容易就是在这个教会当中啊，就是变得非常的勤奋，做很多的事情，但是呢，没有个人化的这样一个东西。
So it's very easy to evaluate our spirituality on the basis of what we know or what we do, such as repentance or righteousness or obedience, all the while not thinking about the active, living person of Jesus in our hearts.
所以我们很有可能是凭我们的理想，凭我们做的事情来判断我们的属灵生活啊，其中可以包括悔改啊、同意啊、顺服。但是呢，就是我们当中其实是缺乏了这个很活跃的这样一个一个活的耶稣在我们的心里。
Even this afternoon, we can walk away from service and be convicted about truths and ideas like God's love or His forgiveness and His justice. Things about Jesus, and yet the danger is not to be in love with Jesus Himself.
今天下午当大家离开这个教会的时候，大家可以说对我们的真理啊，对这个基督教的理念啊，还是基督教的这些概念啊，我都非常的清楚。比方说上帝的爱啊，这个老师啊，上帝的真理啊，这些都非常的清楚，也非常的明白，非常基督所做的事情。但是我们并没有爱耶稣这个真理。
So our passage is centered around two simple points. One is to know Jesus, and number two is because He knows you.
所以我今天的讲话主要来讲两点。第一点呢是说认识耶稣，认识他；第二个呢是说因为他认识你。
So in this first point, to know Jesus, let me explain by saying, I think one of the most difficult things to teach students is how to write.
所以我就是首先来讲这个认识主
But the one thing that we must pound into their minds is the importance of a thesis statement.
所以就是说当我们来讲这个论题，或者是说了解一些文章的时候，就是说我们就要去结合这个的
And this thesis statement must be clear, must be concise and reflective of what the rest of your paper is going to be about.
所以这个主题就必须得是很清晰，要简洁，要明显，说让大家看了以后知道说你的文章或者说你的这个论述要讲的是什么内容。
Well, Jesus gives us a thesis statement of what his entire ministry is going to be about in verse 15.
So, in the Mark 15, verse 15, Jesus will tell us what he wants to do in the ministry of the ministry.
So, let's read verse 15 together.
So,
日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。So he makes a declarative statement first. The time is fulfilled. The time has come. The kingdom is here.
所以他首先的说了这个非常非常的声明，这个陈述，他说日期满了，日期就快要到了，神的国近了。
And then the imperative, which is repent and believe in the gospel, and this summarizes the entire ministry of Jesus.
So, in that passage, it says, "Repent, believe, and believe." This sentence is quite important. It shows that now is the entire ministry.
Now, before we quickly read past this, we have to think about this because remember, the thesis statement is so important.
所以当我们就说来往前面的时候，我们先来想一想，就是说这个事情，因为说这个一篇论文是一个述述，这个总结性的发言，太古老的发言是非常非常的重要。
Because what Jesus is saying here, it has never been said before, and so if we pay attention to its context, its meaning, it's really radical.
对我们现在可能只有一点知道这些很像，但耶稣讲的话其实在那个时候以前从来没有说过这样的话，所以当我们注意上下文字的时候，我们会注意到他讲的话是非常非常渐进。
See, in verse 14, we see that John the Baptist was arrested, and that's important.
当我们回到这个第四节的时候呢，其实我们读到说施洗约翰被捕，就这点非常非常重要。
And it just sticks out because right before it, we read about Jesus' baptism and his trials in the wilderness, and then after it, Jesus calls his first disciples and begins his ministry. So why is there this little phrase on John in this middle?
所以他之所以重要，我们要特殊说，是因为在这个之前，我们刚刚读到耶稣的洗礼，耶稣受洗礼，然后他到了旷野去接受这个魔鬼的试探，然后呢，就是耶稣出来就约翰一开始他的事工，但是他就说了一句话非常感动，他说约翰下监以后，那为什么这个地方要提这么一句话来提到这个约翰呢？
And it's because our passage is drawing attention to how John the Baptist, he plays a transitory role, meaning that his ministry of repentance is also transitory. Because prior to Jesus, John was the main character. He was the last messianic prophet, preparing the way for the Messiah.
所以在耶稣出来做工以前，其实约翰是主讲，那他呢是最后一位弥赛亚先知，因为他是为耶稣开路的。And
what sums up John's ministry?
那约翰是主讲，他开口出来来讲，主要是什么呢？
It's preaching and proclaiming a baptism of repentance.
他是传讲，他宣告悔改的洗礼。And
now he's fading away in the back because he's arrested, but also because what John stood for, his teaching on the baptism of repentance, no longer stands by itself.
所以就说他在耶稣要出来的这个时候，就这个使徒约翰就渐渐的退到后面去，这个他就退出了，而且这个时候他就是被掳了。这个也表示了使徒约翰所代表的悔改的洗礼不再单独的存在。It's
transitory because now that the kingdom has come, repentance by itself is insufficient.
为什么会这样呢？因为悔改的洗礼是临时性的、暂时性的，而现在呢，神的国已不降临，所以单单靠悔改是不够的。
So when Jesus comes and John fades away, we no longer have repent, but what do we have? We have repent and believe in the gospel.
所以当耶稣来出来施工的时候，那约翰就退到后面去，那我们也不再这个悔改了。那我们应该做什么呢？我们应该悔改，并且相信福音。And
this is in no way minimizing the importance of repentance, but it's saying that repentance by itself cannot save you because John's baptism cannot save you.
所以我们并不是说在贬低这个悔改的重要性，而是要说仅仅靠悔改不能拯救我们，单靠施洗约翰的这个洗礼是不能给我们拯救。Because
what is repentance? Repentance quite literally means to turn from something, but in order for repentance to take its full effect, you need to turn away from something and turn to something or turn to someone.
那我们想一想，什么是悔改呢？悔改从字面上来讲，就是从某一件事情上面离开，转移一件事情。但是呢，为了使悔改发挥其全部的作用，一个人仍然要离开转移一件事情，而且转向另外一件事情。
或者是转向另外一个人。And what do we need to turn to? And that is the gospel.
所以这个就是福音。And
we don't need a theological degree to understand this because we see this every day.
我们不需要有一个神学的学位理解自己的意义，因为我们在讲师的当中，我们就会遇到这样的事情。See,
when somebody offends you, that person should say sorry and ask for forgiveness. He should repent.
啊，比方对一个人冒犯你的时候，那个人就会来请求你的原谅啊，他就应该这样做，他就应该悔改，然后为他所做的事情来道歉。
See, but the relationship won't be healed with just that. He or she must move towards you. Restoration must take place, and trust needs to be established again.
但是仅仅向你道歉的话呢，只是说你和他之间这个关系并不能够改善。那我们假如要改善这种关系的话呢，他还必须得向你靠拢接近。那这样的话才能使两个人关系得到得到对两个人之间的这个信任关系能够逐渐建立起来。
You see, if I wrong my wife, I can't simply be sorry for what I did. Not only do I have to be sorry, but I also have to turn to her and love her.
我们比方说来想一想，我错待了我的太太，那我不能简单的跟我的太太说，哎呀，对不起，然后就往事了。我应该会离开我的错误，然后呢来转向她，让她来爱她。
See, relationships are not simply about, you know, don't make mistakes, but engaging with that person deeply.
所以人际关系并不是说我不犯错误就好了，而且是说要和这个人就是有亲密的接触，这个才能建立起好的关系。
So our thesis statement is repent and believe in the gospel.
所以耶稣在这个地方给我们的一个论点指出，就是说我们要悔改并且相信福音。
And now we know 2,000 years later, we know what this gospel is. We know that Jesus is going to die on the cross and rise again on the third day.
在2,000年以后的今天，我们知道什么是福音，就是耶稣要死在十字架上，并且在第三天复活。
See, but that happens 15 chapters later in Mark's Gospel. We're not there yet. We're only in chapter 1.
但是这样一个事情呢，在马可福音当中要到第十五章才会有记载。但是我们现在还在看第一章，所以呢，我们还没有读到那个地方。
So we don't know what the Gospel is in terms of what Jesus does. Not yet.
所以我们就是说，假如有人读马可福音的话，他不知道说这个到底是什么，耶稣到底要做什么事情。
So if we pretend like we're reading this for the first time, and we read after verse 15, Mark is telling us what the gospel is, or in fact, who the gospel is.
那假如我们现在是在就是说，假如我们现在是第一次读马可福音，我们现在就是到第一章。那当我们读到这个第十五节的时候呢，我们就在这里就看到马可要告诉我们什么是福音，或者说谁是福音。
And the gospel is Jesus himself. You see, right after that thesis statement of verse 15, Jesus passes along the side of the Sea of Galilee, and then he calls four fishermen, and what does he say to them?
在十五节的这个总论的这个陈述，基督徒以后呢，耶稣就去这个加利利海，然后他就呼召了四位渔夫，那他对他们说什么呢？
He says, follow me, which is believe in me. Follow me, turn away from sin and turn to me, the gospel.
耶稣呼召他们说，来跟从我。所以这个就从本质上面来讲，就是说要相信我，跟我来。也就是要他们远离罪恶，也就是悔改，然后还要来转向我，跟从我，这个就是福音。
And that thesis statement becomes not only the message of Jesus, but also the apostles after him, because they understand that this is the most important thesis statement of anybody's life.
所以这样一个主题的陈述，不仅仅是耶稣的信息，也成为耶稣以后所有使徒们的信息，因为他们明白，这个对任何人来说都是最重要的一个事情。
See, throughout the entirety of Acts, you see time and time again, apostles like Peter and Paul calling people to repent and believe in this Jesus, the gospel.
所以假如我们读整本使徒行传的时候，我们就会一次一次的看到使徒保罗、彼得他们在呼召人来悔改并且相信这位耶稣，这就是福音。
Paul writes later in his life that he counts everything rubbish in order that he may gain Christ and to be found in Him, not in his own righteousness, but that which comes through faith in Christ. He wants to know Jesus.
所以保罗在这里他说他是为愤怒以便他可以归于赢得基督所以他在里面发现说他其实就是说这个不是在他的自己的理中而是在耶稣基督的信仰当中他可以来认识他
You see, for Paul, there was no possibility of righteousness apart from the person of Jesus. No amount of faith mattered unless it was in the person of Jesus.
所以对保罗来讲他就发现说你快进去不可能也是真理除非是在耶稣的身上否则你的信心也是没有帮助的。It
wasn't the resurrection that saved Paul. It was the resurrection of Jesus that saves.
所以拯救他的并不是一个说单单的一个复活，而是耶稣基督的复活才能够拯救保罗。
He doesn't suffer for suffering's sake. He suffers to become like Jesus in his death.
所以保罗受苦也不单单是为了受苦，而是说他受苦是为了变得像耶稣一样。
You see, when Jesus says, repent and believe in me and follow me, he's affirming everything good about Christianity, like repentance and forgiveness and all of these good things.
所以当耶稣说悔改相信我并跟从我的时候他是在拯救基督教所有的人的教诲和宽恕啊这些所有这些东西。But
he's also saying, you cannot have that unless you know me as your righteousness, me as your salvation, me as your love.
但是他也说你不能拥有他你不能得到他除非你相信我是你的名义我是你的证据我是你的爱。
And see, it's scary to think that even in my own life I can learn to love so many things about what Jesus stands for, what he has done for me, and all of these biblical truths.
所以当我们在我们的生活当中想到说我如何的变得如这样来接触所带来的东西他为我们所做的这些事情的时候我就感到非常的惊恐。And
I can like all of these things and not even have intimate conversations with him and never really think about his heart.
所以我也可以去说在不考虑这些耶稣的心或者说不会发进行亲密的交谈的情况下来整天的做这些事情。Or
have you thought about his emotions of anger against your sin or the emotions of love he has to win you over from your sin?
我们也不能少少提到他对我身上的罪所产生的愤怒的情绪，或者是说他为了解决我的罪而付上很多的代价。See,
for me, I want to have secrets with Jesus.
我想要有一些与耶稣基督之间的秘密。
Secrets just like how Paul did, where he remembers he had an experience with God, but he's not going to tell anyone because it's just between him and God.
就像使徒保罗一样，他和主耶稣基督有一些很密切的关系。他讲到他和主的这个相遇，有些事情他也不想全部告诉别人。
See, I don't want to simply know that Jesus hates sin and the evils of the world, but I want to know how his heart breaks in response to it.
所以我不想就是很简单知道说耶稣看见这个罪，或者说看见这些事情，而是我就想知道说他其实知道这些事情的时候，他个人是怎么的心碎。
Or I want to be familiar with how he weeps for the lost and how he speaks gently to the broken.
所以我想我们知道说在圣经里面有记载，就是在他当中看到失去的人，他是为那个人怎么样的哭泣，他是怎么样来安慰需要安慰的人。
In other words, I don't want to simply know about Jesus, I want to know him.
所以我们单单来享受说耶稣基督的恩典，真的是说享受深刻的来认识耶稣基督。
See, how can we be so satisfied enjoying everything Christianity gives us without wanting to know Jesus who paid for all of these things with his life?
So, I'm thinking about one thing, which is that we are very enjoying Jesus for our lives, and we are very enjoying Jesus for our lives, and we are very enjoying Jesus for our lives, and we are very enjoying Jesus for our lives.
Let me borrow the words of Charles Spurgeon and ask you to think. Imagine that you're living in the age of the Roman Empire.
我来借用一下斯普森的话，或许可以把这点讲得更清楚一些。我们来想象一下，现在生活在罗马帝国时代。
So let's say that you've been captured by Roman soldiers and they take you from your home, they strip you of your clothes, they whip you, they hit you, and they imprison you and treat you with shame.
你想象一下，有一个罗马的兵丁把你从家里拖出去，然后呢把你衣服脱掉，鞭打你，然后呢就监禁你，然后就耻辱的对待你。
And you're appointed to die in the Colosseum where all the Romans are gathered with joy and delight.
然后呢又有人说你就要到那个斗兽场去，你要在这边死，然后还有罗马人在地上围观你。
You stand alone, you're naked, and as a lion rushes towards you to tear you into pieces, you tremble and your joints are loosed, and you stand there in fear, and all of a sudden,
然后你一个人站在那个斗兽场的中间，然后呢赤身露体，然后这个时候有一个狮子就冲过来，然后把你这个碎成这个撕成这个碎片，那你看到了你就发抖，你整个的人就瘫痪了，然后这个时候。
Now, at that moment, a deliverer appears, an unknown hero leaps from the crowd, and he defeats that monster.
然后这个时候有一个拯救者就出现了，这个无名的英雄就是在这个大家这个注目之下，就是就冲出来，很勇敢的就把这个也是把这个狮子给打败了。
And then afterwards, this hero, he lifts you up, he smiles at you, and he whispers comfort in your ear, and he says, "Go, you are free."
然后这个英雄就把你给举起来了，然后对你微笑说，你鼓起你的勇气，你现在已经自由了。
And now here's the question. Do you not think that even once you would ask, who is this deliverer?
那我们来现在想一想，就是这个时候你肯定不会说不想。就是说你的心里面肯定就是说会有这样一种渴望，就是你想认识拯救你的这个人是谁。
As the Roman soldiers take you back to the street, wouldn't your first question be, who was my deliverer? Because I want to fall at his feet, I want to bless him.
那比方这个时候罗马的兵丁就把你带到来的街上，说你自由了，那这个时候你想的第一个问题就是说，你告诉我谁是拯救我的这个人，好教我教我。
But the soldiers don't answer, and instead they take you into a castle and they heal all of your wounds.
但是这个兵丁就没有告诉你，而是把你带到一个城堡上，在这里就说为你这个清洗你的这个伤口。
They clothe you in the most expensive attire, and they give you a beautiful, delicious feast, and you eat and you eat, and then you rest.On the softest bed.
然后他们给你穿上这个华丽的衣服，然后呢，让你去一个宴会，一个很好吃的东西，然后你吃的非常的满足，然后你睡到一个非常软的一个床上。
And then day after day, week after week, everything you want, you are given. You are living like a king.
然后你一日休息一周，就是你每天的生活都非常舒服，你活得像一个皇帝一样。
Wouldn't you be so curious who is this hero?
然后你不会好奇是谁拯救了你这一切吗？
Wouldn't you tell all of your servants, tell me who's doing all of this? Who is doing all of this for me? Because I need to know him.
你肯定会问你的仆人说，他是谁，这是谁做的，谁是我的恩人，我一定要认识他。
And what if they say, well,Isn't it enough that you are just receiving all of these things? Why does it matter if you know this person or not?
那假如这些主人就告诉你说，哎呀，你就已经被从四十九里面救下来了，你这师傅也这么的好，你还不救吗？
And you say, no, that's the reason why I do want to know him.
你因为说不，因为这一位这样，所以我要认识他。
And you're told that this hero, in fact, he paid for your freedom with his very life.
然后你会告诉说，这位恩人为了救你的缘故，他付上了他自己的生命的代价。
The castle that you're living is, in fact, his castle.
你所住的这个城堡其实是他的城堡。
You're told that not only has he done these wondrous things for you, but there are thousands of other things that he has done for you that you aren't even aware about.
所以你还没告诉说，他不仅仅为你做了这些，你说你看到的这些事情，是为做了很多很多你还没看到的这些事情。
And you're told that he was wounded, he was imprisoned.He was hurt for your sake because he loved you so much that death itself could not stop him.
他们告诉你说，他是为了女儿受伤，被监禁，被鞭打，因为他是如此的爱你，以至于死亡都不能战胜他。
Wouldn't you want to know him?
所以你想知道他吗？
Won't you say, I must know him. I cannot live without knowing him. His goodness makes me thirst and pant and faint and even die so that I may know him.
你会说我必须能认识他，我不能不认识他，他太使人自闷了，他的人身上就感到口渴，感到气喘，感到冰雪，甚至凉爽，一定要认识他。
See, brothers and sisters, we can praise God for things like repentance and forgiveness and redemption and on and on.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们来赞美上帝的给我们的悔改，给我们饶恕的恩赐，他完成了对我们的救赎，也很多很多的事情。
But we cannot be satisfied, even with the best of these, without believing in Him and knowing Him.And his name is Jesus.
但是我们不仅仅要满足于这些神给我们的这些东西，甚至是最好的东西，而不去认识他，认识这个人，叫耶稣的这个人。
Our second point for today is the second part of that question of knowing him. Why? Because Jesus knows you.
那我今天要讲的第二点是说认识主，因为主认识你。
And Jesus is worth knowing and following because not only does he take notice of you, not only is he interested in you, but he knows you deeply.
那我们今天就是要讲的，另外一个问题就是说，耶稣值得我们追随，是说不仅仅是他注意到你，他对你感兴趣，而且他深深的认识你。
And I see two evidences of that in our passage. And the first is the scene of events.
那其实就我们从今天的经文当中可以看到两个证据啊。第一个就是我们来考虑一下我们今天所看到的这个场景。
You see, Jesus is calling the first four disciples, Simon and his brother Andrew, and James and his brother John.
耶稣呼召他第一批的门徒有四个人，一个是西门。还有他的兄弟安德烈，还有雅各的兄弟约翰。
And they become his disciples, and he becomes their rabbi.
这四个人成为耶稣的门徒，那耶稣就成为他们的拉比或者说老师。
You see, if we read this long time ago, this would sound very, very new.
所以这就好像跟平常上的时间以前的事情，但是对我们来讲像个新的。
Because usually rabbis, they don't go around looking for disciples. Rather, the students go around looking for the rabbi, and they'll do whatever to be accepted by the teacher.
这件事 就是很新鲜的，就是说在当初的时候一块讲起来，就说拉比老师不会去找学生，而是说老师来找学生，那学生来找老师，然后就是求老师来接受他们所有的学生。
And so the student would choose the rabbi and try to follow him based on what he knows, because you are after his teaching.
所以就是这些老师，啊，这些学生就会来找老师，然后就说，哎，这个老师不错，他们就去申请这个老师，然后成为他的这样一个学生。
And when we read Mark, it's completely different because Jesus, the ultimate rabbi, the embodiment of wisdom himself, he goes around and seeks his disciples.
那当我们来读马可福音的时候，我们就发现说，哎，这里讲的就不一样，因为他比耶稣，他是啊，就是最大的、最忠诚的这个拉比，他就是在找这个福音。
And he doesn't just go to a large crowd and passes out applications. He goes to specific people, those whom he knows by names.
所以耶稣就是说，啊，他们别人啊，他们给我叫一个这本书，然后让我来批准，他们是这样，他不说他就是这个人，他是找这几个人，特定的几个人。
And he calls them to follow him, not just his teaching, not his wisdom, but himself, the person of Jesus Christ.
所以他们是去说，他去呼召这些人，非常具体的就是说，应该给他们特定的这个呼召，让他们成为啊，来跟随耶稣自己。
See, it's not a generic call, but a very specific one, tailored to that one person for the purposes that he has for you as his specific disciple.
所以他这个呼召就不是那种就是说通用性的，就是说哎，给这个人这样一个呼召，而是非常特定的、非常具体的，为这个人量身定做的，就是呼召这个人成为他的门徒。
See, this is very different in Jewish tradition, and it's actually very different in the world today.
所以这种做法，在当时的时候就跟犹太人传统不一样，对今天来讲的话，跟世俗的我们非常不一样。
You see, the callings of the world, they're all very generic. See, all the other voices calling you to follow after money or love and success and comfort, these voices are never tailored for you.
所以比方说这个事情说就关于说哎呀去追求金钱啊爱情啊成功啊等等之类的，这些东西都不是为你量身定做。
It sounds like this. It sounds like if anyone works hard, gets into a good school, makes lots of money, then they can enjoy life.
啊，比如说你要努力的工作啊，考上好学校啊，赚很多钱的话，你的生活就会很好。
Or if anyone looks attractive in the eyes of the world, then you will be loved.
或者是说，哎呀，你要非常的很努力的话，就会很多人会来爱恋
It's like a resounding gong, just making general announcements and trying to attract anybody, and it doesn't care who you are as a person.
就这样的呼召，好像感觉起来是非常的响亮，非常的诱人。但他们就是一种很通用性的这样一种这种宣传，所以看谁来谁，看到谁是顶上的就好了。所以他关心的并不是你，而是关心的就是你都成为什么样这样这样。
But see, Jesus' calling is not like that at all. It's not a generic calling, but he's specifically calling you. He's calling you as you stand now, whoever you are, to dedicate your life to him.You see, in John's Gospel, when Jesus first calls Simon Peter, he calls him by his name. He looks at Simon and he says, You are Simon, the son of John? No, you shall be called Cephas, which means Peter.
他对西门说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要成为基法，基法的意思就是彼得，就是石头磐石。”
You see, for Jesus to call you by your name specifically, it means that He already knows you. Think about that.
所以我们看到说耶稣来呼召彼得的时候，叫着名字来呼召他，表示耶稣已经认识了，认识了。所以我们想一想，就是说你说的代表什么意思？
It means that he already claimed you。
所以耶稣是特别呼召你。
See, in Jesus' mind, he's not meeting you for the first time, but he had you in mind. Ephesians chapter 1 says, even before the foundation of the world, he knew you, he made you holy and blameless, worthy of his love and worthy of righteousness and honor.
So in his mind, he's not meeting you for the first time, but he had you in mind. 以弗所书的第一章里头说，甚至在创造世界以前，他就认识你，使你成为圣洁，你有瑕疵，配得他的爱，配得自己的荣耀。
And all of this, Jesus prepares for you before you even had a clue that there is such a hero who loves you.
所以这一切都发生在就是很早很早的时候，甚至发生在你完全还没知道，或者还没意识到说世界上有一个爱的这样一个允许。
See, the first evidence that Jesus knows you is in that he calls you by name. But the second evidence is by looking at what he prepares for us when we follow him.
那第二个证据就是当我们就是来跟随他的时候，他会为我们准备些什么。
See, what does Jesus say to Simon and Andrew? He says, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men.
所以耶稣对他心里和安德烈的时候说了什么呢？他说来跟从我，我要将你们丢的如丢的鱼一样。
You see, that's amazing to me because Jesus acknowledges and recognizes what they are. They're fishermen and they fish. For however they got there, their hearts are set on catching fish and bringing them out of the sea.
So,
See, he doesn't completely dismiss their jobs. He doesn't ignore what they've been their entire lives.
So, Jesus 并没有否认这一点，他不会忽视或者说否认他们一生中这样一种身份。
He doesn't dismiss them. He doesn't say, follow me and drop your fishing poles because I have so many better things for you than catching stinky fish. Instead, he says, I know what you've been doing your entire life. I'm not going to ignore that.
但是耶稣他说的是，我知道你一生都在做些什么事情，我不会忽略这一点。
But at the same time, he says, I have something better for you. I'm going to make you become fishers of men.
同时他会说，我有更好的准备，我为你有更好的准备，我要使你成为割人的渔夫。
See, he calls them out to follow something far greater and far more significant.Than they could have ever dreamed of, to fish men out of darkness of sin into light.
So, Jesus called these men to follow him, so they could do it. But they never dreamed of such a big and such a important thing, which is to bring them from the darkness to light.
You see, in the Bible, the sea symbolized chaos and darkness.
在圣经当中，大海是这个混乱和黑暗的象征。
Nothing was more terrifying than the sea. If you watch any ocean documentary and you see the kinds of things that live down there, you will see some of the ugliest creatures you've ever seen.
没有什么比大海更可怕了。如果你看一下你在大海的那种纪录片啊。
It's one of the darkest places on earth.
So it's one of the darkest places on earth.
So what is fishing? It's pulling fish out of darkness into light.
那属于是什么意思呢？属于就是把从黑暗的地方带到光明当中来。
So it's a beautiful image here when Jesus says, no longer are you going to pull fish out of darkness into light, but you're going to pull men out of the darkness of sin and death into marvelous light. Let's look at an Old Testament passage. Let's look at Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 14 and 15.
我们来看一下旧约的哈巴谷书一章十四节到十五节。
And if possible, let's read these two verses together.
我们一起来读哈巴谷书第一章十四节到十五节。
I know Habakkuk is a very difficult book to find.
真的太难了。
But it's a beautiful book.So Habakkuk chapter 1 verses 14 and 15, we'll read it in Chinese together.
14节到15节，我们一起来读。Ready?
你为何使人如海中有鱼，又如雷摇而下的长网呢？他用钩子束缚，用网捕获，用网罩住自己的鱼，因此看管什么心儿。See, it's bringing fish out of darkness into light. And this tells us that Jesus knows that these disciples were fishermen, and yet he calls them to be fishers of men. And so all this tells us that Jesus knows you completely, everything that you are. He knows every single thing about you, everything that you want to be, and all the things that you even hide from other people.He knows all of your past guilt and shame. He knows all of your weaknesses and everything about you, the good and the bad, and he knows everything, and yet he wants you and he loves you.
所以他知道你的弱点，他知道你的各方面，也不管是好的还是坏的，他知道你所有的这一切以后，他还是想要爱他们。
I want to share what this one writer wrote on his blog.
来分享一个听 Charlie 的博客。
He says this. He says, sometimes I joke.That the greatest proof that I know my wife loves me is that she's seen me naked and yet she still loves me. This is a marriage joke and something a lot of men can understand.
他说他在这个博客里面写，他说我有这样的话说，我其实爱我的最大的证明就是他看着我的裸体还继续在爱我。这是一个婚姻上的笑话，但是呢，我相信很多的男人都会认为。
And this is true physically, but even more true on every other level.
这个玩笑是当然在物理上面来讲是对的，但是其实它更重要的时候，它在其他的层面上面是对的。
See, my wife is the one I love most in all of the world.
我的妻子是我在全世界我最爱的一个人。
But my wife is also the one.Who I hurt most. She has seen me at my best and she has seen me at my worst. She has seen the kind of man I am in crisis, in pain, in sorrow, in anger, and even in sin.
他看了我所有的，就是我在不同的情况下的我，包括我在悲伤中的我，在痛苦当中，在悲伤当中，在愤怒当中，甚至于在犯罪的时候的我。
And she has heard me speak words of love, even while I'm doing something hateful.
那你记住我一边说着很好的情话爱你的话，一边做着非常可恶的事情。
Jesse, me love my children the way a father should.
他看到我像一个父亲应该做的样子爱我的孩子。
But she has also seen me be a bad father, like no father should.
他也看到过我像一个很坏的一个父亲，坏对待我的孩子。
And yet she loves me.
但她还是爱我的。
It's remarkable. Her love means so much to me.Because she knows so much about me.
这点很了不起，因为她的爱是如此的重要，因为她知道很对我的，她知道我很多很多，所以她的爱是非常重要。
See, did you get that? Her love means so much because she knows so much about him.
我不知道大家听懂了没有，就是说她的爱是非常非常重要，因为她知道我很多很多。
And it's remarkable how much Jesus, the one who created the entire universe, he knows every single thing about you.
所以我们再想一想，说耶稣基督是创造整个的宇宙，创造所有的这个星球的这样一个耶稣，他对我们每一个人都非常的了解。
He knows you at your best and he knows you at your worst.
他知道就是我们所有的事情。
And still he says,Follow me.
但是还是懒得来寻找我。
And Jesus' love means so much because he knows so much.
耶稣的爱，就讲到耶稣的爱是非常非常的重要，因为他知道我们，知道这么多很多很多。
And when we understand this, we become more like Jesus.
当我们知道这些的时候，我们就会更加的爱耶稣。
Because what happens in our passage, Simon and his brother and Andrew and James and John, they leave their nets and they follow Jesus.
我们来想一想，就是当这个西门和他的兄弟安德烈两个哥哥约翰，他们进到耶稣基督的时候，他们就放下了他们的渔网。
They leave their servants, and who else do they leave?
他们也离开了他们的仆人，他们还离开了谁？
They leave their father.
他还离开了他们的父亲。
They're starting to understand Jesus' heart. Of how Jesus left his Father in heaven to know you. How Jesus entered into the darkness of chaos of this world to fish you out of sin.
耶稣也是为了拯救我们的缘故，他离开了这个这个天国，我们进到这个黑暗的混沌的这个世界当中，来把我们从黑暗当中，这罪恶当中解脱出来。
See, if only once you know who Jesus is, then you start to actually understand what he has done for you.
其实当我们越来越知道说耶稣是谁的时候，我们才会知道说耶稣为我们做了什么。
It's not the other way around.
所以不是翻过来的。
The more you know, the more you become like him.
所以就是我们要我们知道这个，我们就会更加的爱他。
These days, friends tell me that me and my wife are starting to look like one another.
有的朋友告诉我说，这两天说，我跟我的太太越来越像了。
You become like the one you cherish.
所以就是你会变，比如说，因为你非常非常爱的人一样。
Later in his life, Peter, he followed Jesus to his death. He was crucified upside down.
那我们知道说彼得后来是被是殉道的。
James in the book of Acts tells us that he was executed because of his love for Christ.
雅各也是因为爱耶稣的缘故被受难。
Church history tells us that Andrew, he was martyred. There was a spear that ran through him while he was praying.
教会的传统也告诉我们，安德烈也是殉难，他是在教堂中被刺杀的。
And we know that John, he was exiled and he died on an island, writing the final words of the New Testament.
那我们应该知道说，这个使徒约翰他是被放到一个岛上，然后这个岛上写下了新约的这个书。
And all along the way, these disciples they fished countless people out of the sea into Marvis's life because they got to know Jesus.
所以我们就看这个路上面，就是这些使徒把无数的人从这个黑暗的海里面拯救出来，带到光明的，带到光明的地方，就是主耶稣基督。
So if you're listening today, know that this Jesus, this Son of God, He knows you from the inside out.
所以你在今天来听这些信息，你会知道说耶稣神的儿子，他从里到外会认识你。
And instead of cringing at your flaws or avoiding you completely, he fights through the crowds to find you and he calls you by name and he says, follow me, I have so much prepared for you.
但耶稣基督非常了解我，但是他并不因为我们或者是你的不完美，他就来避开你不理你，他反而是穿过人群当中来寻找你，叫你的字，然后对你说
And let us pray together. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for becoming too comfortable in our faith. Forgive us for treasuring your gifts more than you yourself.
赦免我们，因为我们珍惜你赐给我们的礼物，甚至我们珍惜你自己。
We do not deserve you, but yet you pursue us day after day.
我们配不上你，但是你却一直的来找我。
And you call us to follow you and to know you and to be with you.
你呼召我们来跟随你，来认识你，和你在一起。
Thank you, Lord. We love you and praise you.
感谢主，我们爱你，赞美赞美。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，
阿门。